I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
I'm pretty excited for this, actually.
Yes, me too. So this episode and the preceding two episodes, we've been kind of doing as our lunch. So we had the pimento cheese as an appetizer, we had the enchiladas as an entree, and now we have come to our dessert course, which I am probably the most excited about of the three.
Yeah, although the first two were also good.
The first two have also been, in fact, exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
But I just love chocolate and chocolate chip cookies.
And this is the ultimate culmination of chocolate.
It really does seem to be so. These are chocolate-filled chocolate chip cookies. The letters, the words on this front are... I'm not sure what order you're supposed to read them in.
Yeah, it could be chocolate chip chocolate-filled cookies. I guess that makes just as much sense.
Chocolate... I guess so. It doesn't feel as right, though.
No, it doesn't.
Rich and gooey is how they're described.
I mean, these are pretty big. And
yeah, these are you say maybe 4 inches diameter on these cookies.
Yeah, that's about right.
They're also about almost an inch thick, maybe. Maybe 3/4 of an inch or so.
Yeah.
They're like chocolate chip cookies that have a filling of, like a lava cake sort of filling, it looks like a chocolate sauce filling.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, at least. I mean,
yeah, they look smaller significantly on the cover.
They really
do, which is odd. I feel like usually it's the other way around.
It really is.
Like, you really got more cookie than I expected to get here.
Yeah. So these you bake for what, 5-7 minutes? Did you do?
I did for 10 full minutes.
Okay.
Oh, but it says
and they
five,
seem
ten.
Actually the right amount, I think.
Yeah. These are from Aldi, so I purchased these from the frozen section in Aldi. They are a frozen chocolate chip cookie pack. This box comes with 2 cookies. And I would say each cookie is definitely big enough to be a sizable dessert for one person.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge.
Yeah, the box
is pretty soft.
It's pretty soft.
I'm just kind of sticking my finger in and stuff. You can definitely break it apart pretty easily if you wanted to.
Ooh, wow. A lot of chocolate there. All right, let's give it a try. Quite a lot of chocolate on the inside here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is pretty good.
It's pretty good, it's not great.
But it's not fantastic, which I'm kind of...
A little bit disappointed by.
The thing is, it's good because, the concept of this...
It's really hard to be that bad here.
Yeah, you can't really mess it up, I don't think. Why is it not fantastic? I think it's not chocolatey enough.
Well, yeah. So one thing, I think it's not chocolatey enough. I think there's not enough chocolate chips specifically.
Yeah.
I think the cookie dough itself is not that strong.
Why though?
It could be butterier. It could be sweeter. It could probably even be a little saltier and stuff. It's just kind of lacking in flavor.
Mm.
I think the dough itself tastes a little bit too much, just like flour.
You know, it kind of tastes like a cookie cake.
Yeah.
Which
I was
like,
also gonna say it kind of tastes like chocolate chip pop tart. I don't know if you've ever had one of those.
I've never had one of those.
They actually taste very much like this. If you've had a chocolate chip pop tart, this is almost the same experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not bad.
No,
but it's not fantastic. I don't actually even know if I'd buy it again though.
I would not buy it again. I will finish it.
Yeah,
but I won't buy it again. I mean, I won't buy it again just because this, of course, has the, gimmick of being chocolate-filled.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I think I would be more... if I went to, say, Publix Bakery and bought their chocolate chip cookies, which we know are quite good,
mm-hmm.
and just, baked one of those for a little bit, I think it would be a better presentation of the chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, in the chocolate chip realm, there's a lot of... competition, I guess.
And this doesn't really cut it.
Yeah, there's so many good things out there to get your chocolate chip cookie fix,
mm-hmm.
that if you're not fantastic, you're probably not worth engaging in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh. In the center, it kind of spurted out with a little...
Yeah, there is quite a lot of the chocolate filling. I think chocolate filling also It could be fudgier. It's just kind of like, it kind of tastes like Hershey syrup almost a little bit.
And also, like, I didn't even get any of that until I got to the very middle. I don't know if yours is better distributed, but a lot of mine barely had any of it. Wow. That's a little disappointing.
Yeah. Wow. This meal has just been a roller coaster of upended expectations in both directions. Alright. Yeah, so I'll finish it. Won't buy it again.
I don't even know if I'll finish it just because it's so big.
It's very large.
I mean, you look pretty close to finishing it already. But, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't really recommend it.
Wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't anti-recommend it, I guess. But, like...
I guess. But also, I mean, I kind of would. Not because it's that bad, but just because...
You can definitely find better things.
Yeah, just get a good chocolate chip cookie and heat it up. Like, this is, and also, like, you know, most of the chocolate chip cookies you can buy from a bakery section of a grocery store do not require freezer space, which is always kind of a, you know, commodity.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Huh. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. Not
sold.
Not Aldi's best work.
No.
Is it Aldi?
I believe, yes. So Belmont is the line, which I think is another one of Aldi's, like...
You are correct.
Yeah. That Aldi has a lot of different names for their, like, you know, off-brand labels.
They really do. Interesting.
And I guess among those is Trader Joe's.
That's also true.
But
I guess that is the case. So what is the right scale for this? Chocolate chip cookies? I mean, also maybe, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Like
I think the most telling scale for this is the chocolate chip cookie scale.
But not including ones that are, like, you know, homemade, obviously.
Of course.
Would you include like Toll House? I think I would.
I probably would too. And on that scale, I'll give it like a 4. Maybe a 5.
Maybe a 5. There are some really bad ones.
Yeah, we've like a had strong 4 to a weak 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, SNACKS, 4, like the number 4, TSD.